Previously on the Tom Joyner Morning Show before the break, Lavelle Crawford described his weight loss as moving from one of the fat boys to becoming Denzel Washington.
And Denzel set up.
Denzel. Hey, so here he is. Here he is, Lavelle Denzel Crawford.
See, everybody going back to the Mo Better Blues Denzel when he was on there. Yeah. You know, I'm doing Denzel when he was going through a few things, you know, right at the hurricane, you know, and the Equalizer, like a little bit of the John Q, you know.
That Denzel.
You got that Denzel, you know, man on five, you know, that Denzel. He had a glass eye and everything, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that Denzel. I ain't talking about, you know, the too sexy Denzel and laying up with the girls and all that. No, I ain't talking about him.
Okay.
You know, not the Pelican Brief. Not the Pelican Brief.
You might as well go back to carbon copy Denzel.
Carbon copy? Oh, that's too young. Now I'm pushing it. Carbon, that's fresh, young Denzel when
that's
he was
right.
still drinking milk. He was running 45 miles.
So, but what was that doctor show he was in? Wasn't he in a TV show?
St. Elsewhere,
Denzel. Yes. Back to that. See,
well, if I say St. Elsewhere, I might as well go on and say I look like Blair Underwood.
You speaking at the Urban League?
Right. Yeah, I'm doing a little comedy set at the Urban League. Hillary's supposed to be there and everything. And it's going to be at the Urban League. Some of my brothers from St. Louis, who's one of the presidents of the Urban League in St. Louis, I'm doing that today at 2:30 right here in Baltimore. So that's going to be
what's that
exciting.
Set going to be like? I mean,
at
the Urban
League. It's going to be a quick, clean 10 minutes. Very nice. I might even let them know that I look like Denzel Washington, too. That might just tear the room up. Apparently, I have doubters, you know. Apparently, people weighing it up. People that went on Google and Wikipedia. they putting those pictures up side for side.
Yeah, you ought to put Lavelle's picture next to Denzel, man. Let the people choose for themselves. You should do that, man.
Hey, look at the workout Photoshop. Ethic that Denzel got is incredible. Because, you know, Tom, you used to go to pound-for-pound boxing once in a while. We used to go there, right?
Yeah,
that's it. He used to go in there and work out all the time. I mean, that brother was in there on a regular, you know. And I was so impressed. And then I was really impressed because he'd work out just as hard as me. And then he would get into his Aston Martin and drive off. And I get into my partially used Expedition and drive off. After the car warm up.
You going to get political on him this afternoon?
I'm not going to push you too much with the politics, man. I'm just saying I'm praying for our country. That's all I'm going to say. If they ask me who I'm voting for, I said, I don't know. After Obama, I don't know who's going to be in there worthwhile. I don't know, man. Because they on Donald Trump. I don't know, man.
You know if you don't vote, Donald Trump wins.
Well, I mean, he might win if I vote anyway. You know, how many times have we voted?
That's not going to stop you from voting, right?
No, that ain't going to stop me from voting. I'm going to vote. I don't care if I vote for Coke or Pepsi. I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote.
Okay, you can't go into the Urban League and say, I'm going to vote for Coke or Pepsi in the presidential election. Just a little word of advice.
One little advice my granddaddy always said, never talk about religion or politics in public. That's what I say. So I want the country to be great again. So whoever does it, I want America being great to be. Though Obama did a great job. He changed a lot of lives. Everything that's going on now, I can't say nothing about. So whoever can keep them policies going and making the world better, that's what I'm voting for. But I keep my choice to myself.
There you go.
All right. Do you play Pokemon?
Hell no.
What is the addiction? What is the attraction? I don't understand. And people are doing crazy stuff.
I'm gonna tell you what the addiction is. It's called unemployment. If you ain't got no job, you too old to be playing Pokemon. Cause like kids now, they don't even know what Pokemon is. Pokemon came out when I was, you know, in my 20s. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why these grown folks playing it, running off cliffs, getting hit by cars, trying to catch an imaginary creature. Catch a job. That's what you need to do. I'm too grown. It makes the fat kids exercise. Cause my little nephew, he a little chunky, and he was out there playing Pokemon Go. He walked 3 miles trying to play Pokemon Go, but then he gonna call his mama and ask her to come and pick him up. Because he had no more enthusiasm after his iPhone battery ran down. He's like, Mama, can you keep me? I'm 3 miles from the house. I ain't going to make it back. But I don't play that Pokemon. You play it, Tom?
No. I don't understand it. I don't understand what the addiction is and all these people.
You grown as hell. You shouldn't understand it, Tom.
And he's got a job. He doesn't need
right. And a job. A good paying job. You know, you don't got time to be playing no Pokemon. I may play some online poker. That's all I do.
All right, Lavelle, rip it up at the Urban League.
Thank you, brother. Thank y'all so much. And y'all keep pumping me up to look like Denzel, and everybody appreciate it.
See you later, Denzel.
Later, Denzel.
Thank you, Sib. About time you got on board.
7 minutes past the hour.